Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Without faith, it is impossible to please God. This verse makes it clear that the only thing that God is pleased with, the only thing that God will receive, is our faith. Our faith in Him. A faith that believes that He is. A faith that believes that He is a rewarder of those who will seek Him. If faith is the only thing that will please God, then we need to ask the question, what is this faith? And how do I walk in this faith? How do I receive this faith? How do I live by this faith? What is it? There are many religions in the world today. They each have their own teachings, their own principles. But I find that they are mostly built upon one principle, our moral values. The religions in the world today teach us how we ought to live and how we ought to conduct ourselves in life. The various religions in the world will teach you how you can be a better person. Religion is basically me in action. I will try to live a better life. I will try to be a better person. I will do everything in my power to change myself, who I am, to be a better person, which will lead to God accepting me. It is teaching us to trust ourselves in measuring up to God's required standards. Don't get me wrong. It is good to have moral values, but it is wrong to think that moral values alone will lead us to eternal life. It will bring about full acceptance by God. The Christian walk, the Christian life, in contrast, is not founded upon moral values, but is founded upon faith. A faith where we put our trust in God and not in ourselves and what we can do. The teaching of moral values will have you doing everything within your power to live a better life, to be a better person. But the Christian teaching on faith is very different. We trust God to empower us to change. We trust God to bring about the change in our lives. Faith is trusting God in His abilities and not my own. Moral values begin with the person. But faith has its origin in Christ and not in we ourselves. The centerpiece of faith is our trust in Christ's ability, in what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will do in our lives by His Spirit and not in our own abilities. Faith is birthed in our hearts as we hear and respond to His voice by the Spirit. It is a work of the Spirit, and not of the reasoning of the mind, not of the flesh. In Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Paul says, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith." as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. You see, faith is the heart's response to revelation as God speaks into our hearts and into our lives. Jesus himself says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, faith is the result of a relationship. Faith comes from an intimate relationship with God, an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Religious moral teachings do not rely upon our relationship with God Himself, but we are to live our lives with God. Close fellowship with God, intimacy with God, is what will reveal the heart of the Father to you, is what will reveal the heart of God to you. And it is out of the Father's heart that we are to live. As I experience His love, so I will walk in His love. As I receive His wisdom, so shall I exercise wisdom in my life. Religion says, you can make yourself a better person. But God says, only I can change you. Only I can make you into a new man, a new woman. Because I died for you. I took your sins upon myself. I bore the judgment of those sins. I, Jesus, went to the cross for you, that you might have a new life. Do not trust in yourself, but trust in me, Jesus. For as you put your trust in me, I will breathe upon you. I will breathe upon you of my Spirit. I will empower you. I will make you into a brand new person. You will begin to experience my love in you. You will begin to experience my peace in your life. But it is only as you put your trust in me, as you believe that I went to the cross for you, as you believe that I died that you might live. If you believe that through me your sins have been forgiven, and only I can change you on the inside, the inner person, the inner you. So many people today live their lives with what I call a mask. We wear a mask, the mask of a good person. But deep within, in our hearts, there is sin, which is unacceptable to God. So that no matter what mask you might be wearing today, God does not look at that mask, but He looks at the heart. What does your heart look like today? Has it been cleansed? Has it been forgiven? Only Jesus has the power to forgive sin. Only Jesus has the authority. You see, faith is obedience. Faith is obedience to truth. In John chapter 3, verse 36, it says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. You see, friend, faith goes beyond a mental belief in God. To say, I believe in God, is not sufficient for salvation. But obedience to Christ is what will bring salvation. Faith, then, is obedience to the call of God for all to obey the Son. Only the one who obeys the Son may say that he believes. Obedience in the kingdom of God always produces faith, never fear. God is not a harsh taskmaster, cracking the whip at us. He is our Father, who loves us. Obedience then to the Lord, motivated by love, is what will produce faith. It will produce joy and peace, but never fear. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 to 30, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light." The question then before you is, do I trust in myself? Do I trust in morality? Being a good person? Hoping that I will measure up to God's standard and be accepted by Him? Or do I put my trust in Jesus, believing that He has died for my sins, that He alone is able to empower me, to change me, to be the man or woman that God wants me to be? You see, faith is the doorway to the supernatural. Faith is the key which opens the door to the spirit realm and to seeing the power of God released in your life. God does not want our strength. He wants our faith, that we may believe in His strength for every situation. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you." If you abide in me, that is the key. If we have an intimate relationship with God, if we will put our trust completely in Him, if we will put our trust in His strength, His ability, His power, His anointing, His wisdom, His knowledge, then nothing shall be impossible for you. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 17, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Why? Because God is in you. As a believer, you have been joined to Christ. It is now God in you, perfecting you, changing you into the new man. It is no longer moral values where I try to be a better person. But I am now joined to the love of God. His love now flows through my life because I put my trust in Him. Because I have chosen to believe that He is the Almighty God, that He is the Son of God, that He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. Will you stop trusting in yourself today? Will you choose to put your trust in Christ? Are you willing to say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me for living by myself. Forgive me for living for myself. Forgive me for trusting in myself. But I put my trust in you today to forgive me my sins and make me into the person that you want me to be." Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. And until we meet again, have a blessed week.